Oh, baby, how do I?
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, my friend. We're glad you're with us here on this beautiful weekend. What a great show. Commissioner Scott Maddox will be with us talking about his bid for Leon County School Superintendent. Donna Wright with Goodwill of the Big Bend. She will talk about their 50th anniversary. And Miriam Dady has another guest in Tallahassee Business Spotlight. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800. So here you are with me on this lovely Saturday, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, enjoying another series of conversations with some very cool people. It's what we do here, very cool people doing very cool things. Donna Wright is one of those very cool people. She's the director of marketing and public relations, a very able spokesperson on behalf of the very good people at Goodwill, Goodwill of the Big Bend, as we love to say, as they are known. Going to learn a little bit more about their history and their mission and some of the stuff going on. They are celebrating 50 years. They started in 1965. That is to say, Big Bend Goodwill. Goodwill of the Big Bend is the proper way to say that. They are excited, I think it's fair to say, because they are going to spend the entire year celebrating their anniversary, their birthday, June of this year, and through all of the year through until next June. So isn't that cool? I guess that means that they're going to be having a lot of balloons and cakes. And well, she'll bring us up to date on all that. That's the work of Goodwill. And in the second hour, good friend, Commissioner Scott Maddox will be with us again, bringing us up to date on his travels and his discussions and his work and all that's going on with the city of, and his bid for Leon County School Superintendent. What's that all about? I mean, there's a lot to be said for those people who choose to serve the public, whether elected or appointed. And, of course, we oftentimes are dismayed to find out that our leaders are not leading, or perhaps they are leading us in a direction that none of us want to go, or very few of us anyway. Scott has been around a while, having served the Democrat Party here in North Florida. Of course, his service as mayor of the city of Tallahassee and now serving as a commissioner, city commissioner. We're going to learn a little bit more, too, I think, about, well, at least I'll be interested in knowing what he thinks he can do for the county's school system that is not being done, and particularly his comments about the current levels or level of controversies that have beset those in leadership, particularly Superintendent Pons. Yep, it's been a bit of an ordeal there. Well, so we'll learn from Commissioner Maddox all that we can in the brief time that we'll have him with us. That'll be in the second hour. Miriam Dady has another guest in this lovely little segment we call Tallahassee Business Spotlight. Incidentally, friend, if you have a business that you would like to talk to us about, this is a opportunity for you to do so. We provide it as a courtesy to business owners that is really a matter of them just spending some time with Miriam. It's our way of giving back. We think that by encouraging and promoting local business, we're doing the right thing and are doing a good thing for everybody. Shoot, man. Local business, right. Small business, the backbone of our economy. Employees that depend on, employees who depend on these local businesses for their income, who are at the same time, many times, employees of companies that are the vendors for these local businesses, right? So, yeah, I mean, you got money going in, going out, products and services being produced and provided. It's a happening thing. Well, we're going to find out from Miriam who she has with her today. That'll be coming up ever so shortly. The weather for the weekend, courtesy of our dear friends over at the Tallahassee Democrat. Let's see what they had up on their scoreboard for the weekend in terms of weather. Seems to me I had this up here. Yeah. So today's expected high, 93. Eh. So officially we're not in summer, but ask anybody who understands how this works around here. Come on, we're into our summer weather pattern. You know, it's hot, it's humid, we're going to have a thunder shower, likely. Although the official forecast says cloudiness. Yeah, well, okay. Anyway, high of 93, a low of 70 tonight. Through tomorrow, a high of 88 and 70. So pretty much repeat and repeat for the weekend. But who knows? Maybe you'll be able to dodge in and among or outside of the thunderstorms. Hopefully that prediction will hold as we go forward into the weekend. Lots of outdoor activities going on, so that would be a good thing, would it not? Yeah, and let's talk about some of that stuff that we found out earlier. One particular I thought was kind of cool, the folks with the marketplace, downtown marketplace, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary. Can you believe this? So goes on till 2 o'clock today, of course, as it does through the weekends. But the 20th anniversary of the downtown marketplace going on. In fact, they started just a few minutes ago. They go on from 9 until 2 today. Now, the Tallahassee Farmers Market, don't get those two confused. Okay, so you got North End up there in up there in the Market Square area, the Market Square Pavilion. That's the Tallahassee Farmers Market. Okay, so now that goes on till 3 o'clock, and that's a very cool thing, too. Lots of local growers that bring their produce, even like plants and stuff for your gardens and your landscaping. So anyway, a lot of cool people. But we're talking at the moment, we're talking about the downtown marketplace, this being the 20th anniversary, and that goes until 2 o'clock today, okay? Have I thoroughly confused you on all that? Marvelous. Well, do yourself a favor. Go to tallyconnection.com. That's a great spot to catch up on this stuff. If you don't know about that, they're a great little blog, calendar, such. And here's another cool thing. Tallahassee's Got Talent. Now, that kicks off tonight at 7:30. This is intriguing. Tallahassee's Got Talent being launched tonight, and it's being held at the Elks Lodge. We're going to have to stop and think about where the Elks Lodge is located. Let's see if I can tell you here. Hang on now. Bear with me. Okay, well, it's bringing it up here. Oh, they're on. The Elks Lodge is at 276 North Magnolia Drive. Oh, yeah, I know where that is. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking the Moose Lodge, but the Moose is over there on the west side of town. This is the Elks Lodge. See, I get my Moose and my Elks confused at times. It's not a good thing. But this is at the Elks Lodge. It starts tonight at 7:30, goes till 10. Tallahassee's Got Talent. That's all I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to figure out the rest of that on your own. I had one other item, though, I wanted to share with you that I thought was really cool. Oh, this is the Monticello Opera House. They have in performance tonight this great little show called Murderous Crossing, Murder Mystery Dinner Theater at the Monticello Opera House. That's tonight at 6:30, and I'm sure you can get tickets there at the door. So don't miss out on that cool thing. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. This is what we do, bringing the conversations that everybody's having this week right to you, wherever you may be, courtesy of our good friends over there at A Country Rose Florist. Be sure to check them out online, acountryroseflorist.com. Stay with me.
Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for this week's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by Send Out Cards.
Good morning, Tallahassee. It's Miriam Dady with Tallahassee Business Spotlight once again. And I always say I have a friend here with me, but today I have a really special friend, Yvonne Sharon Smart. I was in her wedding. She is the area director for BNI, Business Networking International. Yvonne, you know it's a pleasure for me to have you here today.
And it is a pleasure for me to be here with you, for sure.
And I'm not going to roast you, I promise, oh, although it's tempting. But I want to talk about BNI. Just full disclosure for those listeners, I'm a member of BNI. I think it's a wonderful organization. But I think a lot of people think of it as some mysterious networking with secret handshakes and all of that kind of thing. I want to demystify that for the listeners, and I want to explore why BNI is different in Tallahassee. I mean, let's face it, we live in the friendliest city in Florida. Why do we need one more networking organization?
Wow, Miriam, I'm not even sure where to start because there's so many places I can go with that. And first, let's just go to demystifying BNI because it is probably one of those things that not very many people know about, and that's why I'm here. I'd love for more people to know about BNI because I believe, and not just my own bias, but because I've seen it happening, it is the best way to grow your business through networking and referrals. If your business needs referrals, you need BNI. You're right. Tallahassee is the friendliest place I've ever lived. I'm so glad to be living in Tallahassee. I moved here in the late 89. And I wouldn't live anywhere else on earth because of its friendliness. But I learned very early on that people shop with their mouths in Tallahassee. And if you're in a business that requires referrals or you need people to be talking about you to get more business, there's no better way to do that than BNI. Because even though we're social animals and we love to meet together and have drinks and have lunch and those kinds of things, that's not what BNI is. You know, there's other groups in Tallahassee where you can do that and you might develop friendships. But in BNI, you're really developing business experts in your field. So we would call them referral partners because we're really educating our sales team every time we go to a BNI meeting. And I don't know if people out there realize how long BNI has been around. We're currently celebrating our 30-year anniversary. And in 30 years, Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, has been helping people learn how to network.
Okay. You've said that. You said education. You said learn. That sounds like a distinguishing factor to me from other networking things I've done. Talk about that.
You hit the nail on the head. That really is one of the distinguishing factors of BNI, is that education is one of its core values. And when I talk about core values, I immediately think of the culture of BNI. And culture really, the culture is the thing that drives any organization. It's that thing you can sink your teeth into. It's that thing that never goes away. And the culture of BNI is to educate. I mentioned we meet on a weekly basis, but part of our weekly meeting is an education minute. You know, it's kind of a spotlight on educating our sales team and becoming better entrepreneurs or better salespeople or better businessmen or women. So education is part of our meetings, and we're not only educating ourselves in business, but we're educating ourselves in each other. We take part of our meeting to tell each other what our sales proposition is or what we want to get out of the referrals.
Each person does that?
Each person has exactly 45 seconds, and I know that doesn't sound like very much time, but 45 seconds to educate your sales team on what your specific ask is, what we call it for the week, and that's ASK, what you're trying to find, who you're trying to find, what the connections are that you need, and then your sales team is going to go out and get them for you.
Wow. So you have to get good at asking for what you want.
Well, you're casting a wide net, right?
Yeah.
So specific is terrific. And that's why meeting on a weekly basis is better, because the more times I can connect with the people that are interested in helping my business grow, the more my business is going to grow, and the more I can kind of hone their direction. We have something called a gains exchange, and that's just an acronym for, you know, what are your goals? What are your achievements? What are your interests? And who's in your network? And if we meet not only on a weekly basis, but outside that meeting, so we get more than 45 seconds, which is another goal that BNI members have, is to meet outside of the meeting to get to know each other on a more deeper level, then I can really get into the network that they're attached to.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm meeting people outside of the weekly meeting. I get an education moment. I have 45 seconds to present my message to my referral partners. What other elements are there in this mysterious meeting?
Yeah, well, it's the thing that really makes us successful, and that's the fact that we have accountability. Everything is tracked. And when you have accountability, you have a lot more than a social element or people getting together and having fun, because you have to be accountable on a weekly basis to what you've done to help another person.
Wow.
The principles of BNI is giver's gain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the law of attraction. It's that thing, that human nature, if I do something for you, then you're inclined to do something for me. And when I give somebody a big referral, they are naturally inclined to give me a big referral in return. And
mm-hmm.
that's the principle that it's founded on. But it grows from that because we get together on a weekly basis to account for it. So we account for everything that we do.
So when you say account for it, you account for it being given and how much money is changing hands?
Yes, all of the above. I account for how often I meet with people outside of the meeting to get to know them. I keep track of the referrals I give out and the referrals I receive in. And then we're also tracking how much money is exchanged when businesses close as a result of those referrals. And that's the coolest part. I mean, if you think about what made, you know, Weight Watchers, for example, successful, the thing that made Weight Watchers successful early on in the weight loss, business was that you had to come to a Weight Watchers meeting and stand on a scale in front of your other Weight Watcher members who were trying to lose weight. And that kind of accountability is what made Weight Watchers a success.
Yeah,
now it's
yeah.
gone and changed a lot from that point. But even other organizations have started on that basis and then diverted from it.
Yeah.
But BNI hasn't.
But for those of you that want more information, I know the website. It's www.bni-nwflorida.com. BNI-NWFlorida.com for more information. Yvonne, we're going to have you back so you can talk about your business, because that is something near and dear to my heart. But thanks so much for being here and just whetting everybody's appetite about BNI.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Can people visit a local BNI?
Absolutely. We encourage everybody to visit. You can visit up to two times without joining.
And good.
There's chapters that meet from Tuesday to Friday, either in the morning or at lunch.
All right. Go to the website to find out more. Thank you, my friend, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tallahassee. It's Miriam Dady, Tallahassee Business Spotlight.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Todd Cutlip, General Manager of Browning Moving and Logistics in Tallahassee.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Donna Wright was born and raised in Roxboro, North Carolina, where she was actively involved in dance, music, and theater for more than 23 years. In 2000, she received her Bachelor of Arts in Psychology at Meredith College in Raleigh, where she also studied dance and elementary education. She moved to Tallahassee shortly after, where she received her master's degree in special education at Florida State University. She then was a mother and wife and had a growing passion for philanthropy and community service, as well as a desire to work with a nonprofit organization. Well, guess what? That all led to her position as the Director of Public Relations for our very beloved Goodwill Industries of the Big Bend right here in Tallahassee. And we have Donna Wright with us as our guest. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
We are delighted, considering that you don't ever get a chance to just sit.
It's rare. It's rare.
I mean, so, and folks, I'll tell you this on personal experience with this woman. Good luck, because she might be on a golf course doing a fundraiser, or she may be on her way to a lunch meeting or back from a conference. I mean, it just is relentless, is it not, my friend?
But it's fun. It's fun.
You seem happy.
I love it.
We haven't worn you out here,
no,
have we?
No, not at all.
No. Okay. Well, that's good, because the job you're doing, it seems to me, is a pretty important job, given the mission and the impact that this organization makes with so many people on a daily basis. And that's without even talking about the magnitude of your history, not only for the Big Bend, but for the nation, where Goodwill, going back to the early 1900s, you know, started with one guy. Tell us a little bit about that story.
It's a great story. Goodwill Industries International was founded in 1902. Reverend Edgar Helms was a minister in Boston, Massachusetts, and he began collecting things that weren't being used around households and giving them out. He would carry them around in a burlap sack,
like
around
most men.
Yep, like just getting rid of stuff.
My wife is on me all the time about that.
I know. I hear that all the time. Well, and I'm a pack rat too. But he would take these things around to the community and would give them to people in need. Yeah. And when he would go door to door and he would spend time with these people, what he would learn is that they were more interested in learning how to do something. They appreciated this handout, but they wanted a hand up. And that's where he's quoted all the time for saying that Goodwill is all about giving a hand up, not a handout. So he decided he'd start holding church bazaars. He'd collect the goods that people weren't using anymore. He'd have members of the community who needed money, wanted to learn how to do something. They'd sell these things at church bazaars, and he would pay them a wage.
Cool.
In the meantime, he started teaching them a trade and teaching them.
There you go.
He wanted to help the poor and the disadvantaged and the disabled, because at the time, nobody cared about them.
And that was 1902.
Fast forward to 1965, June 1st of 1965, and you have Goodwill Industries Big Bend.
And here you are today.
That's right.
So that means, boys and girls, for those of you who've been paying attention, you get a gold star. Yes, they're celebrating their 50th birthday here in June coming up. So with that, how has your involvement, and I know you've been with Goodwill Big Bend for the last couple of years, you kind of didn't expect that to happen either, did you? That was
I didn't, you were just already doing
all kinds of philanthropic work and working with the Junior League, and then what happened?
Well, the person who worked in this position before me, who left some pretty big shoes to fill, Brooke LaCour. Brooke and I worked on several projects in the community. She came to me and we worked to develop a project for how Goodwill could help children in the foster care system.
Yes,
and I've
right.
been actively involved in foster care and adoption advocacy for years.
Okay.
So we worked together on a back-to-school fashion show where we paired some students who in our community who are available for adoption with some of our local celebrities just to promote them. And Goodwill would donate the clothes for these children to wear and all the models to wear. Well, we worked on this project for a couple of years, and I'd known the Shelfer family for a while and just loved them.
Yeah.
And had even told her, I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, and I told her, I said, well, whenever I do go back to work, maybe in 2015 or 2016 when my kids are in school, I think working for Goodwill or working for a nonprofit is what I'd want to do. I kind of meant as somebody's maybe assistant or something like that.
Didn't expect you to be handed the keys and say,
but
here.
Called me when she knew that she had to relocate. And said, what do you think about coming and doing this?
And
I thought, wow, I don't know how I can, I mean, giving the opportunity to give back to the community on a daily basis for a living, it just sounded perfect.
You know, in fact, I was teasing you a little bit at the opening with the kind of schedule that you keep. But that's not an exaggeration. I mean, you know, we think of this person who is the director of public relations. Well, from my viewpoint, that's pretty much feet on the ground for you. You're out there getting your hands dirty. You're involved at a granular level, we would say, I think.
And it's something that I believe in. I was very, very adamant that whatever I did, whether it be for a paycheck or whether it be volunteering, volunteering has been important to me. I grew up in a home that my family and my mother and my father, my grandparents believed in service. They believed in giving back to the community. That was inbred, I mean, in me.
Yeah, and was Goodwill a part of your
We were a Goodwill
well?
Family. Look we at donated yeah. at Goodwill and we shopped at Goodwill. And this was in North Carolina.
Yep.
And also having a special education background and working, I was a special education teacher in Leon County.
There you go.
We'd often have students who would go to work for Goodwill in Goodwill's training programs.
So you saw it from
that vantage point.
Yep.
I saw it firsthand because I would work with these students at Gretchen Everhart.
Cool.
And they were getting jobs at Goodwill.
How cool.
And going to work.
You know, my parents, like your parents, gave to Goodwill, but I always had this idea that if we donated a toaster, there would be somebody who would fix that toaster and thereby learn how to fix toasters and get paid for that. And I guess that was probably true at some point or in some way, maybe still true to some degree, but your mission has branched into so many.
We really have. And I think, you know, as you and I were talking about before, I think everybody knows that Goodwill takes your stuff and sells it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people know that Goodwill is our mission involves helping people find jobs or giving people second chances.
Yeah.
Then there's a group of people who know that we've always worked to help the disadvantaged and to help persons with disabilities lead more self-sustaining lives. But it's so much more than that. And that's, you know, if I could tell you and the it would take me hours to tell you all about the dozens of projects that we do.
It is remarkable.
But our mission in a nutshell is self-sustainability for anyone, for the person who had a bad run of luck and left a perfectly happy middle-class lifestyle and ended up in crime or addiction due to a mental illness. And now they're trying to get back on their feet. We're helping those people become active, vital citizens again.
Right, right.
For those children, the families with children that have disabilities that can't afford childcare and can't afford the physical and occupational therapies that those children need, we provide Dick Houser Center for them. For the ladies that we just opened our 12th apartment complex in Shipley, where we provide apartments for individuals with economic and financial hardships and disabilities. And when we were in Shipley, just opening Shipley, I spent time with a lady, and she told me, she said, "Miss Donna, 2 days ago I was homeless, and this is my apartment now."
Remarkable. Talking with Donna Wright, she is the Director of Public Relations for Goodwill of the Big Bend. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Goodwill Industries of the Big Bend is celebrating its 50th anniversary this month of June coming upon us. And we have with us Donna Wright, this lovely spokesperson for Goodwill
You're too kind.
Big Bend. Well, I mean, you know. I want you to come back, right? So
we'll definitely come back.
Gotta be nice to this lady. Because otherwise she would start crying because she works so many hours. She works so hard. You have two kids of your own.
I do. I have a
5-year-old.
And a husband
who never sees you, no doubt.
They're my lifelines, though. My husband is amazing.
Yeah,
and I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Lovely.
And their social lives are as busy as mine.
I'm going to say, wow. A lot of mileage on that van.
Yeah.
So here we are talking about the 50 years that you all have been doing this. And in my limited understanding and intellectual ability, it seems to me that you have really invaded so many areas where people would not have resource otherwise. And I think of the housing that you provide, people learning how to fix cars that you train because somebody donated their car, and then that car is repaired and then sold, and that money goes back in to help further those programs that you're providing throughout this organization. You're the ultimate green charity, it seems to me.
We are, and Goodwill is one of the original green companies. I can tell
you. Don't throw it away.
Please don't throw it away. And I think that people don't realize that that we can use more than just your donated shirts that don't fit anymore. Last year, for example, with all of our donations, we deferred over 5.9 million pounds of stuff
that
would have gone to a landfill.
In a landfill.
Your broken toaster or your broken vacuum cleaner can be taken apart and melted down and the rubber can be reused again from those cords. Your computers, your old fax machines and inkjet printers, and we can repair them and we can sell them, or we can
recycle.
We can e-cycle them.
E-cycle.
We work all the time by reminding people the importance of reuse.
Yeah. You have been also, I think, as an organization, an able spokes organization. You have been an advocate, I would say, for those who face disabilities or who are trying to get back in.
Absolutely.
And as an advocate for those people, you represent a pretty substantial contribution to the conversation, it seems to me, because you have all that experience. I mean, this is an organization that didn't just kind of pop out of nowhere. You guys know this stuff. So when you're challenged with questions about how you do things or why you do things, is that part of your role as the PR person, that you're the one that has to get out there and set the record straight?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it would, you know, I could, like I said, all day long, I could spend telling you about the different ways that we do help and that we do advocate for. We're not just advocating for those individuals that need a second chance or a third or a fourth chance, because there are those individuals, and we have some of those individuals working with us that are managing our stores that could have ended up in situations that we just won't even discuss because it's so
bad. A much
bad.
More disfavorable situation.
But invested in them.
And that investment is paying off.
We invested
in
them. Yeah. But we also realized, especially with the opening of our Prosperity Center here in Tallahassee, we realized, okay, let's step outside the box a little bit. Hmm. Helping people live self-sustainable lives might also, for some people, maybe a person with disabilities, include wellness. It might include learning something like music education. There's so many statistics on how learning an instrument will go to better your health.
You're
and telling your quality
me that you
of
have
life.
A music training center?
Not only do we have a music training center, we have Dr. Julian White from FAMU's Marching 100, who is our music outreach director, and he is amazing. He pretty much volunteers his time. And if you, Brian, wanted to learn an instrument and become part of the band at Goodwill, we have the Spirit of Goodwill community band.
Oh, yes.
It consists of individuals with disabilities.
Okay, here's my
employees,
deal.
Employees, anybody.
My, deal. My first instrument was an accordion. So if I could be...
We can take you.
If you could work me in with the accordion and or a saxophone, okay? Now, I don't have... I got to get my chops back.
Well, we've got the...
I got to go to the Goodwill store and buy a saxophone.
My own children are going to go to learn music lessons there. It's for anyone.
This is
awesome.
But
there are students in town who want to be a part of a band. They want to be a part of a drum line.
Look at that.
But they can't afford instruments.
You know, it's interesting.
And they can't afford guitars. Well, we not only provide you individualized instruction, we provide you with the instrument.
This is so different than, I think, what a lot of us think of mm-hmm. when we think Goodwill.
And the Prosperity Center, again, this was it was a vision and something that our CEO, Fred Shelfer, felt very passionate about, because this was something that we were stepping outside of the box. But the center has family strengthening, debt management, a gym. I'm a member of it.
Fitness center.
And we've worked really hard and to create this facility where you can come and take free. I teach hip hop aerobics there on Wednesdays.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's it's.
Do you have Zumba?
We do have Zumba on Tuesdays
okay, see,
and Thursdays.
See, I have a client who's totally into Zumba.
And
she's lost like 60 pounds
and
doing
it's free.
Zumba.
It's
free.
Free to
okay,
anyone.
Folks, this is getting a little too much for me.
We also have
I have no
all of the things
left.
That we've done, tried and true for years, our career training centers, our employment specialist, all of those things. We work with vocational
and housing
rehab.
Too, right? You have
housing.
These villages that
we do. Gibb villages. Gibb meaning Goodwill Industries Big Bend.
Sweet. What's the future look like? Here you are, you're celebrating your 50th anniversary. Now, what, you got all kinds of stuff planned for the 50th? Are we like inflating balloons as we speak?
We are inflating balloons as we speak. Our birthday is June 1st, so we plan to celebrate from June 1st to June 1st of next year.
Oh, man.
Stay tuned. We are looking forward to launching a fun campaign, hopefully by the end of the summer.
I can bake you a cake.
We'll tell you more about them. But we do want our shoppers to know that we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate our shoppers, and we want to thank them for being Goodwill shoppers.
That is really the lifeblood, isn't it?
There's
a lot of that.
Without our without our donors and without our shoppers, we could not fund the dozens of missions that we do. So on June 6th, we will be having a sale in all of our stores to celebrate, as well as giving some special coupons to our customers.
50 years and running, folks.
Yep.
Big Bend's very own Goodwill. Goodwill of the Big Bend, our good friend Donna Wright, who's here this morning talking with us. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. Anytime.
Congratulations on 50 years. Folks, this is how it goes. Get out there, do some shopping at the local stores. Tell them happy birthday. Man, you know, I just turned 60. I know what it feels like to be older than 50 years old.
And then you can feel good. You can feel good about your purchase. And that's what we want. We want you to shop and donate, and we want you to leave that store feeling good about what you just
Sounds
did.
Sounds like a plan. Folks, stay with me. We've got ABC News coming up here at the top of the hour, and we will be doing more of this very wonderful little radio show when you return. Stay with me.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Sue Semrau, head coach of Florida State women's basketball team.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back, part two of this never-ending, it seems, saga we call Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Now in our fifth season, is that right? Yeah. Golly, we've had such a wonderful run, I would say, a great experience with so many very, very interesting people. You hear me say that a lot. I know. I repeat myself. Oh, my God. I'm repeating myself. And we no less today with this conversation we're about to have with Scott Maddox. If you missed the first hour, we had with us Donna Wright, who gave us this lovely overview of Goodwill of the Big Bend, their 50th anniversary. You need to go and check out all that they're doing. It is remarkable, the depth of their involvement in this community, how many different ways they invest in the people. And, of course, their primary mission historically and currently is the hand-up sort of approach with those who find themselves disabled, challenged in some fashion, and that is their primary mission. But you know what? At the same time, think about how they give back to so many of us who find opportunity with their thrift stores. I mean, I can't tell you how many times friends of mine or children of mine or myself, you go to the Goodwill thrift store and find a, you know, $300 pair of boots for, you know, $50, and they're brand new. They've never worn. I mean, that kind of stuff happens, and it happens a lot. So anyway, so Goodwill is a great thing. I think Scott Maddox would agree. But we're going to find out more about what Commissioner Maddox is up to here momentarily. He'll be with us for the remaining portion of our show with the idea that there's a lot of stuff going on with Tallahassee's business community, particularly now the announcement of Summit Group having been awarded this opportunity to build a grocery store down there in the what we'd call the downtown or the Gainesville. I think it's often better referred to as the All Saints District. In any case, you see it presented in the Tallahassee Democrat as of this week, where they were reviewing the plans and then announcing the fact that Summit Group will be responsible for bringing a major grocery store to that downtown area. Well, how cool is that? Stop and think about it. For those not only residents in the area, but for any of those who work in the downtown area, certainly along Gain Street, the All Saints District, man, this is a great contribution, I think. And according to Byron Dobson, who wrote earlier this week about it, if all goes planned, the grocery store will soon be fulfilled. The commissioners voted Wednesday to sell 3.01 acres on Railroad Avenue near Gaines to Summit Holdings for $2 million. Now, you do recall back in April we had with us Claude Walker telling us about this. See, this is why you need to listen. Claude was here, I think, the first week or so in April, talking about this next project, one of many, actually, that Summit Group is involved in. And if you recall his conversation with us, if you can't do that or if you don't recall it, missed the show, you can go back and listen to it in our archives. Claude Walker talking about this project, by the way, being headed by Rick Carney, known to many for his work, both philanthropically as well as commercially. He said the company plans to talk to Culpeper and Carlstead's properties that are adjacent to the city property. The three sites would make up the 5 acres needed for the grocer. So their plan, effectively, is now that they have this from the city, to go and approach Culpeper and Carlstead's and offer them purchase of those properties. So that would round out things a bit for them in terms of the needed acreage. Summit plans to lease the property to a major grocery chain. He did not want to disclose. However, previous published reports have indicated that Publix is interested in a location in the area. So no big shock there, I don't think. But nonetheless, Walker said the plan is to have the grocer build a more pedestrian market, about 28,000 square feet, compared to the usual 50,000 square foot supermarket. So a bit more compliant, I guess you'd say, or adapted to the neighborhood there. A bit smaller, a bit more friendly to pedestrian traffic and such. Makes a lot of sense. We are certainly seeing the revitalization of that area of our community. It goes on. And, of course, the meetings that have been conducted of late having to do with the south side of Tallahassee. We'll say those areas south of Gain Street or even south of the railroad tracks, the railroad that passes over Monroe Street. All of that is in discussion as well. Commissioner Maddox will be with us to talk about some of the outcome and need for that kind of conversation. And it's about the, I would say, the inclusion. We have been subject to some scrutiny among certain sociological or sociologic researchers, people who have looked at us, we'll say, demographically and have determined that our community is in some fashion segregated, either by income or lifestyle, or that our opportunities for engagement are limited, such that income mobility is restricted. Well, so when you start to take some of that into account and having experienced it for yourself, well, yeah, you look at Midtown, you look at Market District, downtown, a lot of activity there. What's going on with the South Side? Well, you know, it doesn't fall on deaf ears when we're talking to people like Scott Maddox. And apparently he has taken up that issue strongly enough, along with other commissioners, both county and city. And he plans on pursuing that further. I think the conversation needs to be about how we integrate those activities that we are accustomed to, let's say, in other parts of this community with those communities that may find themselves a bit disenfranchised. And honestly, folks, I really don't care why. I mean, I don't really care why. What I want to look at is the future. And I want to look at how we then go about holding our hand out to people who need to be a part of. They are part of us, and they need to be part of the conversation. They as much characterize who we are as a people, as a community, as a city, as anybody else. The more so we do that, I think the less we find ourselves alienated from one another along any given set of variables. I mean, whether that be class or race, income, education, lifestyle, I think we have a lot to share with one another. I think we have a lot to learn from one another. So we'll find out from Commissioner Maddox what he plans to do, and of course what he plans to do if he should win the nod for Leon County Superintendent of Public Schools, Leon County Schools. Well, you know what? We have so much going on around here, it's hard to not tell you that the Tallahassee Food Challenge is about and is working, and we have already had some very successful efforts in collecting food donations for our food charities who continue to rely on us for help. Don't forget to check it out online. TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com is the place to go. You'll learn about the people who are making this happen, the sponsors who have helped us, and what you can do to contribute to local food charities. Check it out, TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. Stay with me. I've got Scott Maddox coming up right after this.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. You know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard you're out on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The best place for conversation, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are, and back with one of the best radios shows in the world. And I can say that because my friend Scott Maddox told me that it's true. The Tallahassee Talks is one of the best radio shows in the world, at least as of the moment, because we have Commissioner Maddox with us here.
Perhaps the universe.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, folks, it has certainly been a long time since the dear friend of ours all, Commissioner Maddox, was here. And so where have you been? You've been doing something? You got stuff going on? I mean,
yeah, been working on the city commission.
What's been going on with you? Have you been busy?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I was lucky enough, you know, when I served as mayor before, I served as a city commissioner and mayor from 1993 to 2003. Yeah, yeah. And we started a whole lot of activity then that was heavy lifting. We took a brownfield site along Gaines Street that was industrial with brownfields that needed to be cleaned up, brownfield being the federal designation for cleanup, and did the heavy lifting of starting to spend money to see that transformed. We took what was an EPA Superfund site and began the process for Cascades Park. And I've been so lucky to come back on the city commission and be able to see that come to fruition. So some of the things that we started back then, everything from Blairstone Road to Gaines Street to Cascades Park to downtown development, now I get to see it coming out of the ground and get lucky enough to have been at both the groundbreakings and the ribbon cuttings.
It's remarkable that help me here, the number of years that you have been in public service as an elected official. Have we done the math? What's that amount?
It's hard to believe because I'm getting old. Remember, they called me the boy mayor.
But you were what, 15, 16?
Yeah, exactly. I got elected when I was 24, and I'm now 47.
Mayor.
Yeah, right. So it's amazing that I was active before I was elected.
Sort of Robin and Batman sort of thing going on. I mean, you do have that sort of youthful.
I don't know.
Even at your
a lot of gray hair now.
Old age, that you claimed, yeah. I don't believe. But yeah. So for that matter, then it seems like you can't get this out of your blood. You just keep coming back for more punishment.
I love public service, and it's some people love to golf, and some people love to hunt, and some people love to play softball, and some people are talented enough to play music and love to do that. What I like doing is public service, and I like fixing problems. Mm-hmm. So when I see a problem, and that's why I ran back for the city commission, because we had some big decisions coming up in the city, everything from a new city manager, appointed official, structure, and I thought I could be a calm hand to help with that. I like finding problems and trying to bring people together to solve them. Right. So I suppose it's an addiction.
What do you think of our mayor?
I think he's doing a good job. He's working hard. And being mayor is different than being a commissioner. I served as a commissioner first, and we used to elect our mayors by the city commission just selecting them. And I got selected as the mayor in 1995 by my fellow commissioners. Then I pushed for a ballot change to have a separately elected mayor, and I was the first separately elected mayor in 1997. And the transition between commission and mayor was stark. I mean, it was everybody wants to talk to the mayor. So even though the mayor has no more power than the city commissioner by the charter, everyone wants to talk to the mayor, and they look to the mayor for leadership. Yeah. So it's going to be an adjustment for Mayor Gillum, but I think he's up to it.
There is, in fact, a newly arrived publication. You probably have seen this. Tallahassee Family Magazine is out.
Sure.
And he and his family are on the cover of this the latest issue.
Well, RJ, his bride, is just wonderful. She's a great person. And the twins are so dadgum cute.
Love, right?
I remember Shay and I, our first son, Jack, was born when I was mayor the first time under the rotating form. And we were on the cover of a magazine. I had done a photo shoot out there, and it was Shay and I, we were holding, it was Parenting Magazine, I think it was. And Shay's holding Jack, who was a baby. And for a brief second, I was trying to get Jack to calm down, and I put his pacifier in my mouth. And that was the shot they took, and it was on the cover of the magazine, which I thought was wonderful.
Certainly, yes. Yeah, certainly helped to relax everybody in their concerns about you being uptight and...
Right, and serious.
Overly serious. And, I think we all take ourselves a little too seriously anyway, so that's probably a healthy thing. I think you do live longer, and if you don't, at least you live happier.
Sure.
Right? Tallahassee's got a lot to be happy about these days. I mean, and you've pointed to a couple of those centerpiece, we'd call them, I guess, or showcase achievements, the Cascades Park, the Gaines Street Revitalization. Now, as of this week, you had another opportunity with the south side of Tallahassee, I guess, South Tallahassee in general, it's referred to. So I want to talk to you about some of the outcome from that and some of the objective. I think a lot of people have asked the question, is it really important to build this bridge across South Monroe Street there, connecting Cascades Park to the All Saints District and FAMU and such? So I'd be interested in seeing what you have to say about that. From the meeting that you had this week, what were a couple of things that you saw coming out of that?
Basically, I mean, let's think about for a minute in our downtown area. Uh-huh. We have pockets left to do.
Yeah.
But right now, if you're heading from north into south, you've got a lot of cool things at Market Square. You got a lot of cool things on Benton and Thomasville. Midtown starts at what will always be the old Mutt and Jeff's to me, which is now Midtown Caboose,
mm-hmm.
and goes all the way down to downtown. We've got to do some work on Adams Street, both north and south, College Avenue is now redeveloping. You've got Madison and what will be the Madison Mile, and you'll have development all on the Civic Center property in conjunction with Florida State University that is going to be like Pearl Street in Boulder. It's going to be just outstanding. Mm. You've got Gaines Street and you got Cascades Park, and then it stops. Mm. So, and just beyond that, you have the highest poverty rates in the city. Mm. You have the highest gun violence and crime rates in the city. Mm. So I think what you saw yesterday is a recognition by the city commission that as part of Tallahassee goes, all of Tallahassee goes.
Let's not leave out any one
right.
portion of.
We're not going to leave pockets. We're going to put attention on it to see what we can do to make it better.
Talking with Commissioner Scott Maddox, City of Tallahassee, and a good friend of the show. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Kathy Griffin, president of Widden Glass.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back here talking with Commissioner Scott Maddox, who for his life, mostly, he was 20, we say you were 24 when you were elected mayor of Tallahassee.
Well, to the city commission.
City commission, I
beg. And then 26 as mayor.
Wow. And so with that, not only have you been in that capacity with serving in a public manner, but you really like this town. You've been around a while. Your personal history has its roots here, too. I know your father was involved in the community as an attorney. How do you make your money now? What are you doing?
I'm the attorney. My dad. He's a police officer. My dad.
You got to work with me here because I don't know anything.
My mother was a teacher. My father was an airborne ranger and a drill instructor at Fort Benning, and then was a homicide detective. And I am the only lawyer in the family, and I get ribbed about it a lot for being the only one.
Well, there you go.
But I'm lucky to, I went to Leon High, and now both of my sons attended. One is at Florida State now as a freshman and graduated from Leon, and our youngest is a junior now at Leon, a rising senior. And it's kind of neat that your kids get to go to the same school you went to, and it's being part of a great city.
Well, I think with that, then it seems to me you might have a perspective. I mean, you have that longtime resident perspective. And so when you look at other communities, and recently you mentioned Boulder, there have been similar sorts of field trips to Madison and Austin, people mm-hmm. who are in positions of leadership looking for validation of ideas or exploring what did you bring back from Boulder?
And my personal story, it has helped me. My parents got divorced when I was young, when I was 6 years old, and my mother lived in the south end of Dade County, and my father lived in Tallahassee, and I lived with her until 10th grade, and then came up here and went to Leon, and I would see my father during the summers and the school years. I'd live in South Florida. So I lived a tale of two cities. Mm. And I saw how you can do things right and how you can do things wrong.
What are we doing right in Tallahassee?
What we're doing right in Tallahassee is, first of all, we're open to anything, right? So we are blessed here with an informed electorate, with a citizenry that takes being part of a city and part of a community seriously. So we have things like Village Square and town hall meetings and that are very well attended, that people come out for because they care about their neighborhood, they care about their community. You go to South Florida and you see gated community after gated community after gated community. In Leon County, we have one gated community as far as I know. you know, with Golden Eagle.
And they lost the key.
Yeah, that's right. And the gate's always open. You know, so there's not walls and barriers in this city. You got people who want to be part of changing things. And so because of that, we also have an entrepreneurial spirit that is coming on, that is burgeoning. That we've got the Domi Ventures, which is in the All Saints area. We've got Rick Carney is doing some stuff at Summit East. We have
William McCluskey. He just won his grant for his proper channel.
That's right. So, I mean, we've got all these new businesses that are starting out that we did not have in the 70s and 80s in Tallahassee.
It's remarkable, too, that it's business, unlike Rick's Mainline or Datamax, it's not the great big enterprise yet. But these are simple ideas, and a point catcher is another one. And Domi is helping to foster that. And it seems like the city and the county together have worked with TCC, Town and Gown, and all that to make it happen.
Sure. And it doesn't have to just be technology.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Matt at Madison Social that you know, open a restaurant. You know, you've got people that are looking at manufacturing at restaurants, at old school businesses. But they're wanting to go out on their own and create something.
What are we doing wrong? What is it that's not right with Tallahassee?
Well, you know, probably our one weakness is to try to plan in shorter and longer terms. I mean, we plan in 4 and 6 years, but it takes much longer to make change. There are some Japanese corporations that plan in 50 and 100-year increments. Because they know that their corporation is going to be around that long. It's been around that long already, and that's how they plan. So we got to take kind of the longer view. And sometimes you go through pain to do the longer view. If you remember, you know, I championed Blairstone Road and pushed for the design of Blairstone Road and everything else. I was literally burned in effigy at a meeting where they had a doll that represented me and burned it outside of City Hall.
I think that qualifies you then for some sort of club.
Yeah, right? Something, right?
You're part of that group.
Everyone, it was as if it was the worst thing ever. And now today, you can't find a person that doesn't love it. Mm-hmm. They walk down it. It's a wildlife corridor. It's a biking trail. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's an essential transportation artery. Mm-hmm. So we have to be able to have the courage to take the long view, and that's something that Tallahassee hasn't always done, but I'm hopeful we'll do in the future.
So we're getting the same sort of conversation about this bridge across South Monroe that I mentioned earlier. I like the fact that it and I'm not subject to the concerns about the cost. I mean, you know, those are not my issues. I look at it from a point of view that says, look, if you guys say this is what it's going to cost, that's your job. You figure that out. Sure, we don't want to throw money a good after bad kind of thing. But what does that represent when we are bridging what could otherwise be a divide or a gap between one section of the city and the other? And from my understanding, this corridor will be another corridor. You can walk or bike all the way from Leon there High School
to St. Mark's.
To St. Mark's.
Yeah, it's going to be tremendous. First of all, I am a fiscal conservative. So anyone that serves me on the city commission will tell you that I don't
like spending money if you don't have to.
My wife calls it cheap. I have been.
Your kids think you're Scrooge.
Yes, yeah. I have been holding on to frugal because I think it sounds better. But
you still have the 2 cents you first made.
I do. So
stuck away somewhere.
I drive old vehicles. So I have pushed for making sure that we make good expenditures. And by the way, the city has a 100% in actual dollars funded pension plan. Mm. We have made smart budget decisions over the last 25, 30 years that have put us in a position where when we had the recession, the city of Tallahassee was okay. Mm. We've got ample reserves. We've got our reserves up. I sit on the financial viability target issue and led that up until recently. So we have been a very good steward of dollars, which enables us to spend them when we need to. The thing about the bridge, not only does it bridge from one side to the other on our south side, not only will it connect FAMU Way with Cascades Park, we would have to build a bridge anyway. Now, we could build a ugly concrete block bridge with a 6-foot chain link fence that is bent at a 90-degree angle at the top to keep people from throwing anything off the bridge that you've seen all over the world. And that would be the cheapest alternative. And from that bridge, you're going to be able to see the state capitol. We are the capitol complex there. So Tallahassee has very little of capitol amenities. Our new capitol is ugly at best, right? So it's not the old capitol is beautiful, majestic, was almost torn down. So anything we can do to give visitors in Florida the sense of this is the capital city and part of the capital complex, I think is important.
Talking with Commissioner Scott Maddox, a good friend of the show and an able servant of the public here in Tallahassee. We are privileged to have him with us because this guy, he doesn't let a lot of moss grow under his feet, as we say. So we're going to stay with me. We're going to have him through the rest of the show here, and we'll learn a little bit more about what has been going on and what is about to happen. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. This portion of our show is brought to you by our good friends at Tallahassee Family Magazine. They are sponsors of this here fine radio show. If you haven't done so, stop by a local Publix store, Winn-Dixie, this week. The May issue is on those newsstands, and you'll enjoy reading it, especially the article about Mayor Gillum. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week, because though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best. And I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, folks. I'm Jerry Thigpen, blues guitar player here in Tallahassee, coming at you for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on 93.
So we are back, and we're talking with Scott Maddox. He's a city commissioner and mayor of Tallahassee. How many times have you been mayor? You're like Francis.
Francis Epps.
Francis Epps. He's just, you keep coming back.
That's right. But for your listeners that don't know, Francis Epps was actually called superintendent at the time, which was our predecessor to a mayor, was the grandson of Thomas Jefferson and founded the seminary west of the Suwannee, which later became Florida State College for Women, that later became Florida State University, which later became the national championship football team.
Thank you, Francis. and founded the Tallahassee Police Department.
Yes. There were constables.
The third oldest police department in the country.
That's
How
tremendous.
Cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
And those guys are looking a little ragged over there.
Yeah. When you think aged. Of all the historical figures in Tallahassee,
Remarkable.
From General Lafayette to Prince Murat Remarkable. To Thomas Epps to Faye Dunaway.
Yeah.
We've had our share, hadn't we?
Yeah, yes, sir. Well, you know, so here's to more achievement and greatness and a Southern way of life that is now having to embrace the 21st century. And as somebody said the other day, that Tallahassee is being dragged into the 20th century out of its 19th century way of thinking. That came up in the conversation regarding Richard Florida's research, A Segregated City, and that wasn't well received among some of the folks at the chamber and people like that. And then on the heels of that comes this other piece of research, the two guys from Harvard, who declare that if you're born in Leon County, upward mobility is not going to be an easy thing for you to achieve. And so, you know, we're over here just banging the drum and saying, isn't Tallahassee a great place? And Richard Florida, who has been the sort of the maven of the whole idea of a sense of place, you know, and KCCI and Town and Gown and Chamber, they're all like, yes, Richard, we get it. We he puts this research out there. That lousy SOB was talking about. Richard didn't stay there very long, apparently. But then the criticism had to do with decrying the research data, those data that were flawed. Well, wait a minute, it's census data. But then it became clear to me, at least, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but then it was a matter of what we say is Tallahassee. You know, how do we define this community, let's say geographically and demographically? Well, golly, I mean, look at the residents of Wakulla and Gadsden and Jefferson County. Where do these people work? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, majority of them work here in Leon County. So to say that, well, you know, Tallahassee is really confined to a fewer number of zip codes seemed to me to be a bit, I don't know, seemed to be a bit off. What do you think?
Well, it's also, numbers can be deceiving, even if the numbers are correct. Take, for instance, our violent crimes in Tallahassee. We have had a rash of gun violence. Mm-hmm. Yet, gun violence in Miami might be a carjacking. Gun violence in Miami might be an armed robbery or home invasion, or in New York City or Los Angeles or other places. In Tallahassee, the majority of our gun violence is arguments between a drug deal gone bad, one person buying drugs and trying to rip off the other, et cetera, or an argument at a nightclub at 3 a.m. in the park that results in a shooting in the parking lot, or simply just arguments between two people. We had one of those yesterday in the Killarn area. Two people argued and, you know, one pulled out a gun and shot him. Now, that's horrible, and we should do everything we can to combat that, including putting more police officers on the street, which I'll be championing this budget. However, that's not the same as home invasion. It's not the same as carjacking. So the people that live in neighborhoods all over city of Tallahassee, from the south side to the north side, still feel safe. Well, but yet, if you read the statistics, you would think that we're a crime zone. We can do better there. And we're going to see what we can do to solve the problem.
If you've just joined us, we've got Commissioner Scott Maddox with us and talking about Tallahassee and its history and its future and stuff, some of the stuff that's going on currently. Now, you have declared that you're going to run for Leon County School Superintendent.
Yes, sir.
Why are you doing that?
Back to, you know, when I see a problem, I want to fix
it. Are you not happy at home? I mean, need a hobby? I mean, what's the problem here?
It's funny that you say happy at home, because my wife is a school teacher. My mother was a school teacher. And we have served on the PTO at Gilchrist, Raw, and Leon. My wife was PTO president at each one, and I was head of the dad's group at Gilchrist and Raw. I coached for 2 years, 3 years, I guess, at Raw. I served on the Leon County Schools Foundation, and Shay serves on the Schools Foundation board today. And at home, Shay is saying, you got to do something to straighten out the problems. Yeah. So right now, our school district, we have people that work very hard in schools. Yeah. But at the administrative level, at the department level, they're mired in an FBI investigation over contracting problems. And it has paralyzed the school district. Yeah. And what I want to see is more resources go to the classroom. Right. So I look at this, I'm certainly not an educator, but I think what this race will be about is leadership, management, and restoring the public's trust in the district. So what I'd like to do is be able to bring my administrative skills to see if I can sort out the problems there, so we can start addressing classroom problems and putting money in the classrooms. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care what school you talk about in Leon County, from the small to the tall, from the south to the north, the east to the west, every school in Leon County has some kind of bake sale, wrapping paper sale, walk around the track, booster thon, to be able to pay for basic needs, basic needs. You know, you have teachers that are digging into their pockets. They haven't seen, this is the first raise they've seen, some of them in their entire careers, digging into their pockets to pay for school supplies. Yet we have found nearly $500,000 to pay for criminal defense lawyers. Criminal defense lawyers. So the public, the taxpayers, are paying for criminal defense lawyers in the face of an investigation. To me, that's wrong. That's wrongheaded. And I think that I've got the skills to turn it around.
Folks, we're going to have to ask this young man to revisit with us as you proceed with all of these activities. And by the way, this is a guy sitting here with a cast on his arm because he was out on his boat and broke a couple of bones in his hand. So I'm going to go with that. I don't believe that for a minute.
I'd rather say bull riding or
no,
something.
No, you were in a bar fight, you know, and you're just trying to, you know, maintain
right.
a public image here for the rest
well,
of us. I get it.
Even okay. though, you know, okay. this is radio, so folks wouldn't know, but
it is matching your ensemble.
At my size,
you got the blue and gray and the nice right. jacket, so that's nice.
At my size, a bar fight, I would look much worse.
Well, folks, we'll not go down that path any further. I think we're going to let Commissioner Maddox carry on with the rest of his day. Thank you, my good friend, for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. This is a great program. Love to come on.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is what we call it. We are the production of Alcom Marketing and Advertising here in Tallahassee. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. You need to be here back again next week, right at the same time, 93.3, our home station. We'll be looking for you. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Hey, we're checking in with Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing today? It's an awesome setup here at Truck and Car Concepts. You come in here, it's your one-stop shop. You can get it all taken care of. Window tinting, pinstriping, graphics, you name it, Truck and Car Concepts does it. And we've also got those bolt-on accessories that make the truck look nice. We've got grill guards, we've got brush guards, stainless steel Nerf bars, lifetime warranty on those. And again, the spray-in bed liner is going to make it worth your while.
Talking about putting a few of these things on there, and you're going to increase the value of that vehicle.
Well, you will, and not only are you going to do that, but you're going to make it look nice. It's going to customize it for your own personality and your own wants and needs. Some guys like it jacked up. We also do lowering kits.
There's only one place in town that's going to be able to truck it up then.
That's right. That's Truck and Car Concepts.
Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. Come on, say it with me. 656-8800. 800.